This is the place where sports opinions collide dead in sports. I'm your host, Kenneth Beans. Joining me on the show, we have Shelton J.
What's happening? What's happening?
Spike Lou.
What up, though?
And Nick.
What's happening?
All right. Man, a week of NBA playoffs down.
Yep.
We had one team advance so far. The
Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
MVP's team advance.
Boston looks like they'll be making their way out.
Is the MVP playing
tonight?
Yo, do you think that?
And then of course some big football news happened yesterday, and some big basketball news. Of course, so we're gonna do like a do an update on where we are in the playoffs, and of course we got to hit the big football news. Manny said he was coming on the show tonight. I sent him the link.
I'll wait to go to football then for him, for his sake, since we're talking about his Jets.
I forgot why he wanted to come on. I was like, what happened? I was looking to see what happened.
Yeah,
I keep forgetting he is from New York, and I always wonder how New Yorkers like pick their teams in New York.
Yeah.
Cause like,
depending on where you're from.
It feels like the real sports fan is the Jet, like a Jets fan.
Yes.
And like the bougie sports fan is a Giants fan. Mm-hmm. But everybody fuck with the Knicks.
Mm.
Yeah, that's true.
Except no one fucks with, like, if you fucking with the Nets, that means you just, like, you're a transplant. Like, from New York.
Who was a Nets fan? Probably younger.
Unless you're from Jersey. Yeah. Unless you were from Jersey, yeah. You're just like, I'm all
and the, like, the younger crowd. The younger Brooklyn crowd. Man.
People who just moved to New York.
Yeah.
A couple of members' chats. Adrian Wells, let's go Lakers, baby. And Tracy G, worst NBA playoffs ever.
Wow.
Tracy, you hating.
Tracy, you hating.
Tracy. I like Tracy, man. I like Tracy, bro.
When the Knicks is winning, niggas want to say it's bad. Orange and blue skies ain't never bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen some pretty good basketball so far. Not all of it, but some of it.
We got about like three good series going on.
Yeah, some of it's been spectacular.
Oh, it's been fun. Like
some spectacular play in some cases.
Even though it was a sweep, Philly made it interesting. They had to come back in a couple of those games.
That's damn sure ain't the series I'm talking about.
But it was interesting.
I told you the series that we don't need to talk about is Phily.
Who did they play? I can't even remember who they played.
The Nets.
The Denver series. The Boston series now. Because, shit, Jaylen Brown out here.
Ant got a win at least.
They're going to have to do something about Carl Anthony Towns.
They
got to
trade him.
They got to.
The Hawks got one. They going home now.
I should have bet money on that game because I knew they was going to win that. I had a feeling they was going to win that game.
The Hawks might get another one. They only down
six. They ain't doing a goddamn thing. They in Boston. This is really telling about Boston. If they can get past, if they can like get out the way, do a gentleman sweep, that's smart on them. If they keep on letting these motherfuckers stick around, bro.
Especially without he got suspended for 5 games for bumping a ref. Wasn't that bad? I didn't even go look.
I didn't give a fuck. But I heard it was.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It was just egregious. Like you knew what he meant to do. And then he was talking trash,
he was talking crazy.
You can't
do that. A whole lot of antics with it. So yeah, he could have got away with it had he not done too much. It
wasn't for those pesky kids.
Yeah. It wasn't for those pesky kids.
Wait a minute. Where you want to start, man?
We bounced around a little bit. But let's start with what everybody want to hear. I seen these niggas in the chat already talking about early. We talking about Timothy Butler. Let's talk about this Milwaukee Miami series, which may be, this is one of the three series I was talking to you about, Ken. This is maybe like the changing of the guard in a way.
Okay.
The Bucks. This is the Bucks' kind of last hurrah. Are we not?
How did that happen?
I see where you're coming from.
Really? The Bucks after if the Bucks don't make a title run this year, when will they make a title run?
Next year.
They
got the same players.
No, I'm saying because Chris Middleton's gonna want to get paid again. He's about to be a restricted free agent, I think. Brook Lopez is probably, I think his deal is gonna be up. What are you gonna do with Jrue Holiday? Like, these are a lot of old pieces. It's not like these are young niggas. Like, this squad is ready to win now. But if they not winning now, then what are we doing? That's my thing. And I'm only saying that because I didn't expect a person who I've always, you know, supported and praised. Granted, he's been injured the last couple games, but I didn't expect him to be down 1-3.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To the fucking Miami Heat without Tyler Hero. Like, are you kidding me? So now I have to ask myself questions I didn't think I had to ask myself.
And one of them is, are the one Bucks, of my, is one this of, the Bucks last time?
One of them is like, shit, if I can say, if I'm being critical of Golden State and their window and their time, because they could have been down 1-3 as well, then I got to be critical of Milwaukee. Those are the last two teams that won the title, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they are. Because contents, of course, as you already mentioned, Giannis has been hurt. He basically didn't play in game one. Heat won that one. Bucks got hot in game two, managed to win that one. And then they lost again, and Giannis is back. They lost without Giannis again. So I think, what, three games they played without Giannis, pretty much?
Chill out. He had a triple-double. Giannis actually really did his job.
No, he didn't.
You can't, what more can you ask a nigga to do?
Win the game.
We had all of those secondary stats telling us how good Jrue Holiday was all year, and Jimmy Butler dropped 57 on his head.
I watched that game.
I got so many texts, tweets, all of this. Jrue Holiday, he's the real MVP.
Hey,
like,
talk about it, Lou.
Jimmy Butler came to play basketball.
That's what
Jimmy
basketball. Down to.
When you got Brooke Lopez dropping 30, you got to win. Everybody needs everybody. Bruh, what are we asking Giannis to do?
Win the game. Don't let him lose.
Can we not ask the coach to coach?
We can ask him to call a timeout.
He can't double team Middleton. If how many points does Jimmy need to make before I realize he hot?
Man,
he hit 20 straight points.
He was scoring on Giannis.
Can we not get a double team?
He hit 20 straight points. And Giannis, all defensive, first team? Mm-hmm. And Jrue Holiday, what people are saying, arguably the best defensive player in the league.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Man, he was.
Where's the coaching scheme, in my opinion? The playoffs. Like, let's not act like it's always on the players when the playoffs also reveal who are great coaches. Man, that's why Steve Kerr is looked at as a high regard because of what he's done and won in the playoffs. Man. So when we talk about these niggas, let's talk about these niggas.
He'll bail his mom now, too?
Yeah, he bailed.
I ain't bailing nobody out. I'm saying, is this the Bucks' title win over?
How am I bailing them out? At the end of that game, last 6 minutes of that game, it should have been Giannis against Jimmy. Giannis should have been like, the ball goes to me. I have this ball in my possession every time down. You score, I'm a
back from having being out for two games. You want him to guard a hot Jimmy?
When did we ever use that excuse?
Well,
injured or hurt?
When you want him to compete with somebody who put like in the fucking zone.
He wasn't in the zone until he went on a run. He was in the zone the whole game. He scored 24 points in the first quarter. No, I get all that, but I'm talking about late in the third or fourth quarter. What happened was them others, because I text y'all right when the shit was about to happen, and I was watching this shit. I was like, oh, the Bucks, they coast, and they're like this fucking regular season.
Yeah. They think it's real.
Everybody else is struggling. Jimmy's keeping them in the game. And this, all it takes is for those role players at home to start hitting shots. Caleb Martin, 3 or 4. He started hitting shots. Somebody else hit a shot.
It was Vincent.
Here we go. And they're rolling.
Really, honestly, Bam need to step up if we want to keep it a full. Bam hasn't played well. At least well enough to where I don't expect anything out of him. I'm just saying, but like for Jimmy to score 56, it's like it says a lot about like 56. The load he's gonna have to carry to get this team to even close out this fucking series.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't expect Ken said in the chat, I don't expect him to close it out. I still think the Bucks are gonna win one more game.
You think the Bucks are gonna win three games straight?
I think so.
Yeah, I do too.
Because you're talking about a team, we forget that Miami, first off, they riding on the high right now. It's going to be tough to duplicate that performance. They should not have won this game.
No.
Had we got, like I said, when in crunch time, and we know what superstars do. They play in crunch time. You pace yourself throughout the game to be ready at the end. That's when I expected Giannis to put his foot on. We talked during the game. During the game, BZ in the chat was saying, like, Giannis is a monster. So we wasn't talking about his back hurting when he was killing in the beginning.
He dropped 26 points and 13 assists and 10 boards.
He needed 36.
Yes. What did Jrue Holiday need? Because he only had 14 points, and I don't even remember.
Who came to the party with Jimmy?
And if Jrue Holiday ain't scoring, what he supposed to do? Like Lou said, he better get his ass on defense. Why are we always going at Giannis? We've seen Giannis do what he had to do, Ken. Let's not act like Giannis has never done what he had to do when he came back when he had a fucked up knee and he dropped 50 and he knocked Chris Paul and the Suns out.
I'm saying, bro, he's a proven nigga.
I need to question all the other niggas.
Me if I got a triple double and nobody.
Because you're
Drew
the
Holiday is there to stop people. Like,
isn't
you,
he MVP?
He is.
All right.
He had a triple-double, though. What more do we got to do?
Win the game. They're up 13. This team has gotten hot. Nick, I'll give you that. Bud should have, when they went on that run and started scoring, he should have called a timeout or something to slow the momentum down. Yeah. And then at that point, I'll give Giannis this. He did get an and one and score. He did set up Brook Lopez for an alley-oop. But they needed him. And Kyle even said it. Giannis won't let them lose. Shout out to the OG. He said, Giannis won't let them lose. And Giannis let them lose. And Kyle was like, you know what, I'm wrong.
He did.
You know, at this point, you got to read the room. Why was Jimmy doing what he was doing? He was like, these motherfuckers ain't doing shit. Mm-hmm. So Giannis should have read the room, even though they were up 13. It was like, Drew Holiday can't hit a bucket for shit.
Right.
I cannot rely on him. I got to go win this game because we need to win this game or we're going to be down 3-1.
He just came back being out for two games, bro.
Nick, we talking about him. Yeah.
You
excuses,
asking
bro.
Him to, you asking him to go against a hot Jimmy after that?
Yeah.
I'm not saying can't do
he
it.
He had a triple-double.
Exactly.
So why couldn't he have done more?
What more do you want, though?
Win the game. What part? Y'all missing.
It all falls on him?
Yes.
He's the star.
Because nobody else has any.
Mono, I could see if Miami was coming down and it was like, it was all Jimmy. It was all, we know this, right? It was
so
all Jimmy.
Talking about optics.
So I want to match my star.
We just talking about optics.
No, we're not.
No, you're not. Saying he didn't come back and match Jimmy. I had a triple-double. If I'm the superstar of a team and I got a triple-double, I walk to the bench fully satisfied that I've done my job.
Nah, what do they need? So you saying you
a
get triple-double
out of me, the superstar.
No, that's what
they need. That's the very
He had the triple-double early.
Russ proved that don't mean much. It take more than a triple-double. It takes you coming out there and taking the ball. I want the ball in my hands to make these decisions at the end.
Optics. That's what I'm talking about. Middleton is that person for them. Like, Middleton that's is Giannis. The person that's supposed to come down and match shots, right?
No, that's Giannis.
No, bro. We've acknowledged on this platform that Chris Middleton is the closer for the Bucks. Have we not?
That's been Chris Middleton's job. So the MVP is not the closer?
Two-time MVP, right?
No.
He's not when it comes to shots.
Middleton is the closer.
When it comes to shots, no.
He was the closer when they won the championship.
Giannis is the most dominant force. If we need a win, we're going to get a win.
Who was the closer when Shaq and Kobe played?
Depends on the night. It really just depended on the night with them. That's two of the same level superstars. When you talk about Giannis and you talk about Chris Middleton, we know Chris Middleton is a shell of himself.
True.
But Giannis is that guy.
What I'm speaking to is their skill set, though. Giannis is more dump the ball off, create my shot, power, brute force. Middleton can create his shot. He can hit from 3, 30, wherever you need him to. I'm expecting him to come down and hit the important shots at the end of the game.
And he tried and he missed. He was in my team.
Right?
Like, no, it's not
like,
his fault.
We're
talking about two-time MVP, right? Don't y'all, when I do a champion?
When I talk about LeBron, y'all get mad at me and say, what about this, that, and the third? But when we talking about Giannis, it's like, bro, when Drew Holiday is shitball from the field offensively,
right,
and he's
19.
Not doing his job defensively, and then you say Chris Middleton disappears in the fourth quarter, like.
What Giannis supposed to do?
Well, it's the same thing I just said. He's supposed to match Jimmy. If you look at Jimmy's
team,
we acting
like. That was a special performance, though. Like, we
correct.
Let's not act like Jimmy had 40, like 38 points.
I ain't expecting.
He had 57 points.
He added a bunch of that shit at the end.
My thing is, you ain't got to score 57. You just got to match him at the end. In the fourth quarter, four minutes left in the game, you need to be getting fouled every play.
Thank you. That's it. Like, you don't have to match him because if you just take the ball and just slow the run down. Jimmy don't get 56, bro, because the run is starting to fall apart.
I see what you're saying. Put more impact on.
So do we think are the Bucks done? Is it a wrap?
No, like I said, it's not because once again, I don't think the effort, even though Jimmy played out of his mind, I think that's going to be hard to duplicate.
Y'all
and if
stop
he does not do it,
Jimmy Butler,
I'm not disrespecting.
I'm disrespecting.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
Yeah.
You expect.
You telling me he can't win one game?
Lou. They act like this nigga didn't drag a Miami team to the finals.
They were dead.
And took LeBron to make the playoffs. He took LeBron to six, and you still doubting this nigga.
That's crazy. It's not that I'm doubting him.
You are.
They're up
3-1. Who else you betting against going 3-1?
What I'm saying is, no, it's not that.
Who else?
I'm doubting
one other person.
Hold on, let him say what he said and ask him again. Ask him again. Hold on.
Any of the Knicks teams. But I'm not doubting Jimmy. I'm doubting the fact that his teammates are are not going to be able to help him. There's no way he can drag them along and win another game.
One game?
No.
No. One game, bro.
After did you see Jimmy?
Yeah.
He was exhausted.
I seen him.
He always exhausted.
I seen him hooping.
They got a whole meeting with him exhausted.
Y'all don't think that, y'all don't think that Bud and them guys going to make an adjustment.
He's got.
They can make an adjustment, but.
You don't what think you're discrediting
him, what I'm talking about the disrespect is, you're not talking about him being a superstar. You're talking about adjustments and Bud. Bro, this man just came out here and hit 57
points
in a must-win game for him to put this team up in the
advantage. So you're saying he's going to score 57 enough, again in the series.
There ain't enough adjustments coming from the Bucks sideline for them to get them to avoid losing one game.
Here's the thing. They don't need to. They were up 13, 15 points in that game.
The Bucks.
They controlled the whole game. Mm. The problem was they were not playing with any sort of desperation. They did not play like they were down 2-1. They played like they were up 2-1.
So now y'all think they're gonna play desperate for three games?
Well, they better.
You don't think they have no choice?
What do you think they got?
I know they have no choice. But that doesn't mean shit.
Yeah, I know, but what kind of question is that?
The same doubt y'all got for Jimmy, I got for them.
It's crazy. That's,
who gonna do it?
I'm at this point.
Who gonna do it?
I'm asking this question. I'm at this point where I'm asking myself, do the Bucks need to blow it up if they can't beat the Heat? Because if I, because can in 2023 going to 2024, if I can't beat the Heat, led by Jimmy Butler, and if he's dropping 50 burgers on me, we need to reconvene about what this team is about.
Right. A couple of episodes ago, a while back, we were like, Giannis is the best player in the NBA.
Correct.
As we all said that.
We all agree. Yes.
Yep. So now we're thinking that he can't come back from a 3-1 deficit against this team, against Jimmy Butler of all people.
Statistically,
yes. It is not because.
How much you want to bet? About bottom?
It's that those other dudes aren't as good as they
I'm not FIFA.
Okay, we can do moonshot. I'll pay your wife's family at the table.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing for me. I think that the others for Milwaukee will get it together faster than the others.
Those are the people that I don't believe in. I don't believe in
why?
What's his name? Drew Holiday, Middleton.
I believe in them more than I believe in because Drew Holiday didn't play bad until that last game.
57 points. They told me all year he was the best defensive player in the league. Oh, look at any stat you want to.
You're right, bro.
Drew Holiday. He way above everybody.
ESPN on IG posted that shit, bro. They was like, most underrated Drew player, Holiday. Drew Holiday.
This is the best defensive force we've seen since Jordan.
The most underrated defense,
man. Jimmy was out of his mind. Jimmy was
bodying Drew Holiday,
and then Jimmy shooting threes like Steph. I'm like, where this come from?
Not even that, bro. This nigga hitting step back threes.
Yeah, in Giannis's face.
He dunked on Giannis.
Man, he dunked on Giannis. That one I lost. That was it.
He did dunk on
Giannis. I'm watching this game like Daniel Kaluuya and Get Out, bro. I'm crying, but I can't stop watching this shit. Because I'm like, damn, Giannis, like, what's good?
I'm like, I can't believe y'all let Jimmy
say
do this.
About Giannis. I can't say nothing about
Jimmy's back.
I can't
too.
Say nothing about Hemi, bro. I don't even know what you're
His
saying.
His back hurt,
bro.
Too.
No. Hemi's back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They both back was
bro,
hurt.
I can't
so
say nothing. But
hurt.
He
was on another level. That's all I can say.
Bro, he's closing out this series, bro, in Milwaukee.
And like I said,
and that's the biggest dagger.
That's gonna be
in Milwaukee.
He's gonna close out the series.
We bet on that anytime.
He gonna drop 25 plus.
I guarantee. I'm putting in wax. I'm guaranteeing Milwaukee will win the next game, probably by 15, 20.
What about the next three?
Ain't got two more after that. They got to win. They'll win
you
both
You think
they're
going to win the next three?
Yes.
No.
I do.
I'll bet you.
But I'm putting it on the next one. I can't put on all three. They ain't my squad.
So you're not really confident they're going to win.
I'm confident. I just wouldn't bet
he
on
has
it.
Yeah, he's hedging his bets.
I'm saying it, but I wouldn't
clear
bet
clear Shelton
it.
team.
Shelton J. Bet.
I'm confident. I
three straight kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
Three straight.
I told him. Put a bottle on
Ain't no LeBron.
Fine, whatever.
Ain't no LeBron James.
We'll do it.
Ain't no LeBron James on that team. Ain't no 3-1 comeback player.
No, there's no Kyrie on that team to help LeBron.
It's so crazy.
Ain't no Kyrie.
It's so crazy how much respect we done lost for Giannis.
I'm dumbfounded.
It's so crazy. Yeah. It's so crazy how little respect we showing to Jimmy.
It's Jimmy Butler.
He up 3-1.
So what?
That's my thing.
He's up 3-1 on a team that didn't have Giannis for most of the season.
This is the thing. If it was reversed, I'll be saying the same thing. If it was Giannis up 3-1 on Jimmy Butler, I'm saying the same shit.
You know,
it's only because you're talking about a superstar who's up 3-1 and you're saying that he can't win one game?
One game.
Out of four?
After he just scored 57.
But it was a debate. until yesterday that Jimmy was even a superstar.
No, it was a big thing. Y'all
didn't say it last year.
Let me be very clear. My stance has not changed.
I've been saying I know it hasn't.
No, it has not changed. Jimmy is not a superstar.
Jimmy is not a superstar.
He had a great game. He's known for having great games. But nobody give a fuck about Jimmy Butler like that, bro.
He ain't got to. All he got to do is win.
He got to win one game out of four.
Thank God I just scored 57, and I ain't got to do that again. Bro. All I got to do is show up one night, give you a regular Jimmy Butler performance, and guess what that equals? A win. Mm. It can be in Miami in game six.
So you,
I give you 27.
So basically what it comes down to is y'all saying y'all believe in Miami's others more than you do Milwaukee.
I believe in Jimmy Butler, bro.
Over Giannis?
I believe in Jimmy Butler.
Yes.
Over Giannis?
Yes.
The best player in the NBA?
The best player in the world.
Down 3-1, yes.
Giannis is the best player in the world.
And honestly, if Giannis gets knocked out,
bro, it took everything LeBron had to come back from 3-1. Like, that don't happen to every, like.
And I don't think Giannis has to do all that.
I don't think that he can.
Bro, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm just so confused on what we were watching last night.
we got to move on.
I don't understand. But did we not see them cruising?
I saw it, Ken.
The whole game. It was effortless.
Till they woke up Hemi.
Jimmy woke up, it was over. I was going to say the same thing. Jimmy was woke the whole game.
He was woke the whole game.
It was a shame that his performance was going
to
be wasted.
And Giannis couldn't put him to sleep.
He couldn't. That's why I think Giannis did not sleep last night. And Giannis might
have got a bad back. You know what it's like to sleep with a bad back.
Giannis going to have
40.
You know
it ain't no good rest.
It ain't no good sleep.
You
know? Giannis going to have
And you
40.
Asking me to go against a young nigga who got bum energy? He got hobo energy.
Hey, I ain't going to lie. Giannis,
Jimmy Butler out here tired as hell, but
Giannis
still
down
going.
All I know is y'all better pray to God this motherfucker close this shit out, bro. Because if they don't come, if they don't win this series.
Jimmy the type better score 14
in this game. I'm
going to
pull a
FIFO
if they don't win.
Y'all better.
Jimmy going to stay on game.
I'm gonna pull a FIFO if they don't win. Y'all ain't gonna see me for 2 weeks.
Y'all better not show your ass.
Jimmy is going for
Jimmy going to Milwaukee. He gonna stand on the table like D Wade.
I ain't gonna lie though. Giannis was down the stretch looking like the Gnosis. I'd be like, that got to be his brother out there, not him, because he was off down the stretch, bro.
He was tired, man. That back hurt. He tired of carrying them niggas.
That's what it was.
His back hurt.
Hey, moving on to the another series in the West. Shit, this may be the best series, honestly. This is one of the three that I was talking about. This is Golden State versus Sacramento.
It was good.
Yeah. Hey, that last game, bro. Yeah.
First of all,
fuck Harrison Barnes. I'm sorry, bro. I was ready to redeem his ass off today.
I don't know why.
Like, I was like, bro, he had a chance to dot Curry in his eye with a game-winning three for the team that traded his ass for KD. Mm. Proving them right again to do that trade.
I don't know, man. Just like you blame the coach for Bucks, I think De'Aaron Fox supposed to have that shot.
Bro, he was double teamed. First of all,
but give me the ball up court.
Barnes was wide open, wasn't he?
Well, that's they're saying.
Barnes was wide open.
They were saying that they shouldn't have called a timeout.
You should just let Fox go. Fox is the best clutch player in the league statistically. Mm. Like all the statistics say, fourth quarter, last
shot.
Well, he had a broken hand.
That shows us how much we don't give a fuck about Sacramento or the Kings, because we don't know that the best player that you want in the last fourth quarter, five minutes, whatever, is in Sacramento. We be like, oh, we don't give a fuck about that.
They don't even give a fuck. They didn't even let him take the shot.
Like, his hand was broke, though. And that's what people don't know.
It broke after the game was over when it broke.
It was?
Yeah, it was like on the shot that he missed or whatever shit. Like it was broke.
That's what I'm saying. That's why he didn't take that.
Oh, you saying the problem on the bench? It was like
no, he was gonna take the shot. It happened. I think that at that moment.
That's what he broke his hand.
I think so.
Mm. When he passed to Harrison Barnes.
In that sequence, somewhere in that sequence, it happened.
Somewhere, so, I don't know. Either way. Mm. How likely is it for Golden State to win out?
Four straight. I said that last time we met. Yep, four straight. I still believe it.
This is where we partner our agreements. All
right. Yeah.
Me and you off teams now.
So
back to the draw board.
You may end up being right.
Yeah.
Four straight.
But Fox did break his fucking finger, bro.
He did.
That's going to impact.
But like you said in the chat.
He's playing, though.
You said he ain't. Golden State always get these breaks.
He's playing. Hey, Nick Wright, somebody's listening to us, because Nick Wright, he's going on Cowherd, all we're talking about some. In 2015, Kyrie blew his kneecap. In 2017.
So he got the receipts.
He got the receipts, yeah. Bro. And every year that happened, they won a title.
Bro, it's like you're being dominated the whole series by this guy.
And then, boom, and he hurt. And
it's like, what? Are you serious?
What kind of Illuminati shit is?
The Warriors got to win on the road for me to be like, okay, they can win four straight.
They were in those first two games, though.
They was in the game, so they, like Sheldon just, y'all reminded me about this Giannis game. They was in that game, wasn't they too, kid? But they ain't get the dub, so that don't matter to me.
They didn't,
but. And they have a history of not winning games on the road.
Part of the reason why was Fox was really, really good in the fourth quarter when he was healthy. Now, I don't know. I got to see how he shoot with this finger.
And Lou, I need you to buy me a flashlight because I'm looking for some bonus.
You trying to lie?
I don't know where the fuck that nigga is.
That was my question when I just let you talk and when I was quiet. Where is Sabonis? Where is this dude that they were telling me is Jokic Jr.? Where is this dude that was supposed to be so good all year? All the analysts were saying, oh, man, Sabonis, he's this good.
They say he the best player on the team.
Man. Bro.
They said Mr. White Man was the best player on the team.
They were trying to sell him as the best player on the team. But you know, he was kind of that, though. He was kind of the leader of the team because he was getting those triple-doubles. For some reason, his assists are gone, and the fact
all his numbers down. Yeah. All
Draymond
numbers down.
Green.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's not putting the dark
Draymond. Dude around the corner, bro.
Draymond doing something to him.
You got a nigga on him, man.
That's different.
What the fuck I throw to do for seven games, man?
And I'm not throwing him no bail at all.
He ain't never got stumped out from a nigga in Michigan.
Right. That's it right there.
Ain't no telling what Draymond. You see what Draymond did to Poole. So if I do my teammates like that, what I'm going to do to you?
Hey, Draymond is scary nigga, right?
Yep.
He got them donkey kicks,
boy. Oh, man. Draymond done stepped on, made them ribs tender.
Listened to him a couple times in the post, man. We ain't seen some
Mr. White Man went on the, he went on ESPN the next day. That man, he got to be suspended.
He won't even shoot the ball, bro. Yeah. Like, he won't even shoot the ball.
Sabonis.
All he shoots is like the little inside shots now. He ain't
Sabonis
taking no risk.
Sabonis is ass. And I had a whole hinkering y'all was gassing this nigga up. But I never said nothing because his stats was good and they was winning. So I was like, maybe I'm wrong. But
Nah, I can't say he's bad. What I'll say about him, though, seriously, the lights are bright right now. And the fact that this team has never come close, and none of these players have ever thought about being in the playoffs. Think about the pressure of being in that spotlight against the world champions at that.
That's what's going to be important in game five.
Yeah.
Even though they at home, like the lights is on now.
And Fox,
just like LeBron told Dylan Brooks, my nigga, you're not ready for this moment.
Correct.
You can talk all that shit you want to. You can go play villain in the media. But when the lights come on and I got 20-20, you want to run away and can't talk to the media.
Yeah,
same thing for Sacramento.
Yep. Yeah, like, and Fox came to play. Fox is ready.
Fox may be top three right now.
He don't have nobody else with him.
Those guards.
I can't think of three niggas better than Fox right now.
Yeah, Fox
at his position.
Fox, Monk, and Mitchell off the bench. I love those three guards.
Fox and Monk, I'll give you.
I always thought that the Kings always was drafting guards for no reason, but it's working now.
It's working. It's working. And like I said, those three together, because you bring Mitchell off. Mitchell is actually guarding Curry good. He right in Curry's shit.
I don't know about that. Curry dropped 32.
I'm just saying.
Talk about somebody else.
No. It's different, though. Like, there was key possessions.
I hate when niggas say, like, oh, Curry only had 30. You should go.
No. It was key possessions when he was on him and he made him a shot. That's how they was in that game.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, that was it.
He doing a
best job. Curry tried to
the best job a nigga named Mitchell can do against Curry.
Ever do it.
I don't even know this nigga. The best job he can do.
First of all, chill out. Curry over here calling timeouts. He trying to lose the game. Curry had money on
him. That would have been big if they not won that game.
I was ready to clown his ass too because it reminded me of Brady in the fourth when he tried to. He ain't know they was a fourth down and shit.
Yeah.
So you still standing by your call?
Hey, I hate it. Was Harrison Barnes because I wish that he would have threw it to Malik Monk. Malik Monk was pissed at Harrison Barnes had that last shot that he
saw
didn't.
His face.
Because it was the only person close to him was Wiggins, but Wiggins would have had to really like commit to get there before, you know.
And he's a better shooter than Harrison Barnes.
He's a way better shooter. He's been the most consistent player in the series outside of Fox.
Malik Monk is ice. That would be ice water.
They should have been up 3-1. I still got the Kings winning, but I said 6, but I think it has to go 7. Because I don't trust the Warriors on the road. That's the best thing
the
Kings have. If the Warriors was the 3 seed and all, like, oh yeah, it's a wrap. But the fact that the Warriors still have to keep going on the road, And Sabonis has to show up. Because to me, it's like, if this nigga don't show up, but I don't want to hear shit this, moving forward about this nigga.
Well, they also said the Kings are like a top road team this year, right?
They were good on the road.
They were.
They haven't won a game on the road.
But they came down close. They all been close games. Experience is the only difference between
championship pedigree.
That's what we're seeing.
Yeah. I think game five is going to be, I think the Kings are, the Warriors are going to look at this game as the most important game of the series, of course.
Both teams should look at that.
But the Warriors got the championship pedigree, I think, to edge them out. And then having to go on the road for game six and win and go to state ain't going to happen.
If Fox would have broken a hand, it's devastating. It's going to be hard to overcome. Playoffs. I mean, like I said, they can pick it up with Malik Monk scoring a little bit. But that's a lot to replace. And
go
ahead, but that's all.
I was going to say with Fox, the question for me would be, after you see this, you see how far you can get with Sacramento, would you try to leave after this?
Mm-mm. I wouldn't. No, he's really? he's the man.
Gone.
He's
famous. He can get on TV in Sacramento.
But he will now. This is a fun series.
That's
these two
true.
Teams,
next year they will be. But if I was Fox, I'd be looking for my way out.
Nah,
I wouldn't. Not yet.
That's his city.
If he goes, Sacramento, hell no, I would not go to Dallas. I would never go to Dallas. Yeah.
Just somewhere, anywhere else, but Sacramento.
If anything, I'm going to Ty Lue. I'm going to Clippers.
Clippers, yes. If I was Fox, I want to go be mainstream somewhere. I want to go be box office.
Not take your ass to the Clippers.
No.
You going
to
be box office?
Yeah. I want to go be box office.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
Hey, but Kawhi PG ain't
box office,
office
player, bro. Like, he a box office player. He'll never his just do.
I don't know. Yeah.
Because look, really? Steph and Golden State.
Exactly. That's a good one. Do you not remember the Chris Webber Kings?
I do, Chris.
Man, and he got like the Bean.
Bibby.
Yeah.
Paige.
Them boys. Yeah, bro.
Bibby used to be on TNT.
Yeah. People mess with them.
It's so long ago. I forgot. Yeah. It's so long. It's been 25 years.
I mean, we watched fucking Cleveland, bro.
I saw a stat that said I think it had been 10 years, 15 years since they had like a prime time game.
They haven't been on ABC for 16 years. That's what it was.
Yeah, they've been bad. Now they're good. Let's see if they be consistent. Can they keep this up? Will they improve on what they did this next year?
And that's a great segue. Well, you got something else?
No, I was just gonna say I hope they keep this roster together because, like I said, they're loaded. They got everybody. You know, you got Huda shooting well. He confident playing good ball. Murray's finally heating up.
Somebody gonna pay Monk.
Yeah, you got Monk. Somebody gonna pay him. If you want to try to keep Monk and Fox somebody together, they better keep them together.
Somebody's gonna pay him.
College teammates, bro. Mm-hmm. They got it.
Yeah, they would be fired, but
they look like they're back in college.
They do. Bro. They playing like that too. I know. They playing.
I remember watching them in college, bro. Mm-hmm. Same fucking thing.
Nah, Ken, you brought up trying to be consistent and trying to figure out who's the better team. We got this Memphis LA series going on. And the consistency I'm talking about is Dylan Brooks.
Consistently
bad. He playing.
You ain't about this life,
and
man.
how he's saying that the media is making him the bad guy. Media is making him the bad guy.
What a soft.
Soft.
But also with that, like, as far as the better team, are the Lakers – there's two questions I have. First of all, we're going to talk about the Dylan Brooks shit, but, like, are the Lakers really a good team? Or are they playing a shitty-ass
– If AD is playing good, they good.
Memphis is the number two seed, so they've been that way all year. So
Sacramento number three seed, and you think that the Warriors going to win both straight? Y'all think y'all going to – y'all be
no.
saying that don't make sense to me.
Here's the thing.
That don't make sense to me.
No, I'm standing by – because I picked the Kings to win, too. So what my concern is, I can't ignore this man breaking his finger. So that's concerning. But I'm sticking by my pick. But it could definitely swing the series. But I do not know about the Lakers. Every time I think about the Lakers, I think about that old raggedy-ass team that didn't have players that fit, that didn't have talented players, that really didn't know each other. I don't think they even really know each other yet. They just really put this team together, but they have talent, and we're seeing that. D'Angelo Russell can play. He's inconsistent as fuck.
Yeah.
But, you know, every once in a while, he gave them what they needed at the right moment last night.
Yeah, he did.
Austin Reeves,
he's living up to that Ohio State brand.
Y'all think the NBA going to miss a chance to have that white boy, Austin Reeves, in the finals? Y'all are crazy.
They're not making it to the
finals. Oh, they don't care about Austin Reed yet.
I'm gonna let you know this right now.
He ain't even that guy. If you want to do it that way, you want to go with somebody like Sacramento because that white guy is the guy.
Nah,
anybody think foreign, about Austin Reed?
But they're not getting past Phoenix.
If the Lakers win, LeBron,
homegrown.
Lou, they're not getting past Phoenix.
Bro, you talking about LeBron?
They're not getting past Phoenix.
Who says Phoenix?
Well, because you're only talking about LeBron. I can't count on AD. AD over here giving out nickels and dimes. Luckily, yeah. This Memphis team is shitball, yeah. So that's why they can get through.
Who the Lakers play the next round if they win?
They play the Warriors.
The Golden State Sacramento. Yeah. Right?
They're not making
master. Phoenix, I don't know.
You think Phoenix going to beat the Nuggets?
I don't think it. I know it. What are you trying to get at?
So, but back
Booker,
to the Lakers.
Booker is that white guy that they would put on.
But back to the Lakers. They got Malik Beasley. But it seems like whenever a player that's known for shooting threes get with LeBron, they can't shoot threes anymore. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he's supposed to average 4 a game. Achimara has been playing well. So Raul. But so they got pieces.
Yu Hakusho.
But it's just
I
fuck
with Rui. I
do too, but it's just like I'm so scarred by what I've seen in the past that I just can't trust it yet. I keep waiting for them to just fuck up.
Yeah, and you're correct because that's what this team does. This team, LeBron is consistently doing this to his teammates. There's days when you may have the greatest game ever, but the next game you're not heard from. Look at AD. AD had the worst game ever last night.
That's LeBron's fault?
Partially, yes.
And the coach.
The way he plays, it's the coach and LeBron. The way he plays when he's balling. If LeBron plays well, AD normally does not play well.
Y'all are fools. Y'all are delusional with y'all That's takes crazy. On superstars.
Vice versa.
That's crazy.
Y'all are delusional on y'all takes
on superstars. Vice versa.
You cannot blame him for
that. Why does AD have to – excuse me. What does LeBron need to do to make sure AD is involved?
LeBron has the ball in his hands. AD Give needs LeBron to get him the ball. If he's not getting the ball in the right position, he's not going to score baskets. And AD gets lost in the sauce sometimes.
Why is it LeBron?
He's stuck watching. Because LeBron has the ball the majority of the time in his hands. Did you not see when Russell was saying, we don't really have a point guard? He was saying it basically like, I ain't really the point guard. Y'all need to be talking to LeBron. Because they don't – LeBron runs the offense.
He don't have a position trying to absolve himself from blame. But what I don't understand is if AD is supposed to be as good as he is, LeBron, arguably one of the best players ever – how is it on LeBron to try to figure out how to get AD involved versus AD trying to figure out how to get involved?
Because
when
that's
AD
what
not
been.
Hitting shots, like I don't see him getting rebounds. I don't see him anything
Correct.
Extra.
Correct.
That a good
well,
player
AD
would
had
do.
Double digit rebounds last night.
But how do
he had a key.
Real
he had 4 blocks.
Though, Ken. It,
no, no,
like
no.
AD one of those dudes. Well, oh, you ain't gonna give me the ball. I ain't gonna do nothing.
Correct.
I'm just gonna stand
no,
there.
No, but
free.
Yeah, I watched the game. AD was not involved at all. Like, they barely gave him the ball. He was missing everything. Like, he had, 4 points coming into the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
1-for-9 or something
bad.
From the field?
He looked bad.
He did not look good at all. And so, but I think AD is the type of player, like, and Shelton has highlighted this before, when LeBron was out, they were flourishing.
Yes.
Because he became the focal point.
Right.
So, LeBron is the type of guy that can play off other people, but he also needs the ball in his hands, too. So, but what they do is typically it's like pick and roll. It's like I'm going to, do a pick and roll and I'm going to lob the ball to AD and that's how you're going to get his points. But typically what they have done or what they were trying to do was they would go to AD early and try to get him established
get him in the
early.
Game. Get him involved.
But I watched that game this morning. It did not look like that at all. So, I don't know, man. But AD is a concern because he would go MIA and then AD became a fucking role player, bro. He became a role player in this game.
And that's on him, not LeBron.
And I,
right?
Well, once again, LeBron is the head of the snake. He's the one with the ball in his hands.
But if
so
you're accepting the role player role, that's on you, not LeBron.
He's not
right?
accepting it. I know. I think it was just.
I don't know where y'all going with this narrative.
I'm going,
but
my main question
is this series is over. We already know this. Dylan Brooks ain't shit. he was talking shit. Can't back it up, unfortunately. The Lakers are up 3-1. Where do we see the Lakers moving forward? Like, how far is this team going?
I got the Lakers going to the finals.
The Western Conference Finals?
The NBA Finals.
Ooh. They play in the NBA. Are you saying
what?
Are you saying the Western Conference Finals is in the NBA playoffs?
The Lakers going to the NBA Finals.
Weren't you just talking shit about AD?
I was.
How the hell are they going to get there?
LeBron James.
No, man. I am with Dylan Brooks on one thing. He is old.
Hey, when he, hey,
I
hey,
put
hey,
my
look,
face
what he,
to LeBron, DeMond James.
When he said I poke bears, I knew he was somewhere in the corner said pause.
Super pause. I definitely said that.
I got to see the matchups, but that's I don't
they
know if they
have the Warriors second round if they win, and then they play either Phoenix or
I don't know if they have the chemistry yet, bro.
They can't run with Sacramento. I don't know
if they have the rotations yet.
Well, they ain't got to worry about Sacramento. They gonna be playing the Warriors next round. Right, chill out. And once they beat the Warriors, they gonna play
if the Warriors if they face the Warriors, they're gonna lose. They face Sacramento, they're gonna lose.
The question I have, you got a question about Memphis?
Oh yeah, I have a super hot take. I heard it. This ain't going nowhere. Probably where you going?
Oh, okay.
But I heard this from somewhere, and it made me start thinking because I was upset when I heard it. But then I was like, hold on, maybe there's something to it. Should Memphis be looking to shop Ja around?
What?
That's not where I was going, but we can have that's in the same we're in the same lane. It's crazy. A 4-lane highway.
You can't get your return on value.
Not now. Yeah, right now.
Ain't no value.
But what's the value?
Ain't no value in the league worth it that you gonna get. That you able to get.
I'm saying, what's the value?
I don't think that you an available superstar. Like unless you're talking about trading Trae Young. And I'm still if I'm Memphis, I want more than just Trae Young for Ja.
Oh, if that's what you're talking about, I think somebody could put a package together for Ja. If they want them, and you don't necessarily need a superstar in return.
If I was Boston, I say, give me Ja, I'll give you Jaylen Brown and Brogdon. What would you say?
Cause what Tatum will do?
Tatum and Ja Morant.
Yeah, him and Brown already arguing about being a superstar. That's what the whole problem with they can.
Morant is in Morant about to get kicked out the league. If he shows his Nerf gun collection, the league is gonna call his ass. He is on his best behavior. He can't do. He ain't got nothing. He ain't got no good grace to be yelling at anybody or saying any shit.
Ja not a number two.
What's he like as a number one, Lou? Tell me.
That's the question.
I'm just saying, I got all this evidence. Hey, I got niggas on this squad talking shit. They can't back it up. Jaren Jackson is good, but ain't shit for real.
Yeah.
Like, what is him? What is Ja Morant as a number
right
one?
Right now, it looks like he's just a number two seed, if that. But they winning games without
but
him
he
on
got
the
hurt.
Court.
I've like seen him as a number two. Y'all were talking about Fox, and he hurt too.
Nah, man.
He always hurt.
Grizzly win games.
I mean, Fox.
Yeah, but Grizzly win games without
Ja.
They
win a majority of their games without yes. Ja.
Is that why y'all were shopping?
It's not that. It's just like, has this team reached their peak? Yeah. That's what I'm like. If you're the number two seed, you came in, you've been talking shit. Nobody.
That's the biggest part.
That's why we don't like him, though. That's why we.
Oh, I don't have an issue
with it.
That's
not why we don't.
If Ja didn't have that crazy gun shit and he wasn't hurt, we would be talking about them beating the Lakers and
drinking.
Nope, I don't know.
How many ifs did he say? How many ifs did he say?
It was a lot.
He said a lot of ifs. He said that he said. Like,
I'm just saying.
Why are you taking out?
I thought he was stuttering, Nick.
The only reason we would
don't take out context of the question.
The only reason we could sit in shopping him because of the shit that happened earlier and his hand right now.
No. I'm talking about shopping him because after back to back season, like since his tenure, when they started really putting themselves on the map.
Nobody.
The more that they have talked shit and put a target on the back, the less they have looked good.
That's just been
this year. It's one thing if you're talking shit and you backing it up. At least the old Grizzlies with Zach Randolph and them, they was in Western Conference Finals. I don't think we can say the same about Ja Morant and them. And we think Ja Morant's probably the best player that Memphis has ever had drafted or otherwise. So my thing is this, what are we doing with Ja? I asked the same, I'm trying to be fair because I said the same thing about Zion in New Orleans. What the fuck should we look at trading Zion? Because he ain't doing shit either as the number one.
That ain't even a comparison.
I'm saying that if we're not winning with the talent that we have, then maybe we need to reevaluate the talent that we have.
We're winning.
You about to lose in the first round to a play-in team,
greatest player ever and AD. And my superstar had his shit hurt.
Say what you said again, Ken.
Himo.
No. You said you about to lose the first round to a play-in team, bro.
Three weeks ago,
the Lakers was even making the playoffs.
Thank you. That arguably has the best player ever on their team.
Who's old?
And LeBron and AD. And
my
superstar.
Who you just said don't even show up.
And my superstar is hurt.
He just got hurt.
I'm willing to give Ja at least. Like, they can't do no better than Ja. They need, they're, I'll go out on a limb and say they'll never do any better than Ja as far as a
they probably won't. But what is Ja? What are you doing with Ja?
We can't ask these questions. Niggas be acting like I'm crazy when I ask these questions.
What are you expecting out of it? What is this, year three?
No, it's not. He's on the second contract. We know he got paid. This is, hey, Sheldon, what am I always consistent on? When a nigga get paid, niggas questions come up, bro.
That's when you question him. I would give him another year, though. Just
1 year.
Yeah, just for the simple fact that Ja is box office and is bringing attention to Memphis that they wouldn't have with nobody else.
He's bringing attention.
All right, yeah, good and bad. But at that point, we wouldn't even be talking about Memphis if Ja wasn't there. I don't care who else you put in that position, pretty much.
3 years.
Ain't too many people that's on his level that would make the excitement for this team. So I would keep him for that reason. But once again, any more shenanigans, then I'd be looking to shop.
It ain't even a shenanigans for me. It's just like y'all like I don't mind keeping him, but some other shit gotta go.
Oh yeah,
you gotta do some other shit.
I would let Jackson go before him. Nah, I would let Bane go before him.
Jackson probably the most because your cornerstone for real.
He's just not starting.
While Jackson still got people fooled, I would trade him now.
Yeah, because Jackson been injury prone his whole life. Now we do have to get the only thing about Jaws we can say, and it's very unfortunate he got hurt both years in the playoffs. So that hand thing is,
bro. Ain't no way I resign Bane. I let Bane go. Really? Or Jackson.
He damn near won the game for him last night.
Bane, no.
Damn near.
Bane.
How much damn near get you?
While
people think he's still good, I let him get out of there. Like the basis of that foundation, the whole organization is Ja. Like, there's no way that they should be moving away from Ja. Like, they should be trying to figure out how to make him better.
Another reason why I'm mentioning this stuff, this is not really, I'm not saying trade Ja now. I'm just saying that at this point, we need to evaluate the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah, we do.
That's fine. Team, I'm cool with that.
As all of them niggas, including Ja. And I'm also hearing, like, from reports, like, that organization or the team is run by the players. That's why a lot of that kooky shit is going on. Like, them trying to fight Shannon Sharp on the sidelines. Like, we really got to look at the timeline what's so been going on, bro. Like, this shit ain't really adding up.
Yeah, they dumb shit.
They have.
Get Dylan Brooks the fuck out of here. He probably cost them the season.
Need some veteran. Yeah, get Dylan Brooks out of there. Get Bane out of there, possibly. I would bring more people in I felt like played better with Ja. But I never would think about getting rid of Ja.
His mother talking about
you should never say that, bro.
Never think about getting rid of Ja. He one of the few superstars in the league.
You can always get a superstar.
Ja had a shoe commercial in the middle of the game.
They talked about his shoe. I ain't seen them do that since Jordan.
Like I said, I
since never, Jordan wore the patent leather 11s and they broke into the Magic game. And they were like, man, look at these shoes.
Yeah.
They got the patent leather. I've never seen them talk about a player's shoes.
In a game, elevate your
except
flight.
For Ja.
First of all, chill out. I saw a New Balance commercial as soon as Kawhi signed that. As soon as he signed. Jack Harlow narrated.
Don't even talk.
Jack Harlow narrated.
No, I'm talking about the announcers were reading. It wasn't a commercial. It was the announcers during the game.
Nike gave them this. Hey, read this.
Right.
I'm Kevin Harlow.
What did Nike do now with that? What's their next note? Shut the fuck up about Ja.
Shit, Kawhi got seat cushion commercials.
Ja still is ascending to be one of the best top players in the league.
Speaking of top players in the league, we're moving on to the Phoenix and Clippers series.
I had a super chat for you, Nick. I'm not a super chat. Well, there are super chats, but I got a member's question I want to read about this before you get into your shit. That is from Woo Young, that Kawhi greater than KD takes age like milk. Kawhi is the real street clothes.
How is it aging like milk?
I'm just reading what he said.
I'm saying that to him. Like, I know, was it aging like milk?
You said Kawhi was better than KD?
I didn't say Kawhi was better than KD. Oh. I said it's not. I said Kawhi and KD are closer than what motherfuckers think. Like, it's not like KD is above and beyond above Kawhi.
So anyway, what you got?
That's a horrible segue for me to say that Kawhi is out. And he's been out.
He got one ability that's better than
his ability. Hey, Luke, when he in the game, though, he there.
He was in the game,
I got highlights of him in the series taking KD cookies.
We might have penciled him in if he was in the game, but shit, what's wrong with this nigga?
Go get him. Trade. No.
Oh my God.
Never mind. I stand corrected. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Ice traded.
How many minutes left in the game? How many seconds?
1.8 seconds.
Go get him, Tatum or JB.
Jaylen Brown can't save him now.
Go get him, JB. JB got this.
can't believe you said that. You said they was gonna let them come.
Let's
in
go, Derrick White.
I said they shouldn't let that shit happen. This is fucking up by Boston.
You did.
That's why the Knicks going to
a lot about the
wait
Boston.
Till we get to the next time.
Knicks might be. Hey.
I was wondering, can Trey? Because I think he needs to improve his 3-point shooting because he think he's stuff. He ain't. But anyway, go ahead. That's why I thought that was a bad shot.
Well, it looked like it a bad shot. It was
important. Obvious question, do the Clippers need to blow it up after the season?
And Manny ain't coming, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, let's get them
Manny
out.
Manny gonna come at the last hour.
Right, he gonna send you a text.
He like, what you mean, kid?
Yeah, if I can't depend on Kawhi Leonard to be healthy, man, at this point in time, especially when you're teasing me, you come out the first game and hit 38, you hooping on KD, and then you can't play for the next three games. Like, what are we doing, bro? Like, go play overseas or something, my nigga. Like, go play somewhere
where you can play. He was overseas. He was in Toronto.
Go play somewhere where you can play every 8 games, bro. Like, this ain't – the NBA don't do that, though.
Done, bro. His body is done, bro.
And that's unfortunate. Because
everybody in the league keep on saying, bro, this is not low, man.
And that's what Ty Lue had to explain to people, like, bro, he hurt for real. Like, I know y'all don't
when you got
to
say
him,
that, man, that's
when you got
to
say that, that's bad, bro. And the reason that he came out and said that, because his teammate was like, man, I don't know what's up with bro.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Ty Lue had to come out and say that. They didn't put a name on it. It was anonymous. They were like, I'm not really sure what's wrong with him or how messed up he was.
Good defense. Oh, only 0.5 seconds left. This should be game.
Yeah, but they came out and said that, and then Ty Lue had to come out and like, no,
I didn't know the teammate was the one that did it, bro.
Somebody dropped some anonymous shit, and they was like, no, I'm not sure how hurt he is or questioning his availability.
I know Stephen A. Smith, as always, they're probably going to try a lob to Robert Williams, but Stephen A. Smith has always said, like, this shit is, like, it's real, for real, for real, when I used to listen First Take. Mm-hmm. I think I've heard other people say, no, like, it's legit, like, real reporters that – has cred, and for Lou to come out and say that. I think when I read what he said,
you got a real problem.
I was really kind of along the lines of you, Nick. Like, I don't think he got much longer left.
Nah, I don't. I think this is his last contract. Like, he may retire after.
Did he file him?
Nah.
They didn't call it? Oop. Well, look at Trey. Still playing.
And this is why Jason Tatum is
when Luka playing. Oh, my bad.
This is why Jason Tatum not that dude.
It was 0.5 seconds.
I ain't talking about that shot. I'm talking about like y'all was just talking about with Giannis. I need my team to go home, rest, go down 4-1. Instead, I got to play another game against Trey Young.
He
got to
come
losers.
Back here.
They had a double-digit lead.
I
got to
come back here. Like, why did they lose? And Jason Tatum supposed
so
to
So Tatum
be
didn't close the game out?
Didn't close the game out. Mm. Just like Giannis.
He the best player, right? That's what they say. Just like Giannis. They say light skin is the one. That's the number one nigga on the
And Trey Young.
What
he ain't done shit for 3 games since Trae Young talking shit.
Yeah, you know Trae gonna talk shit, bro. Yeah.
Jason Tatum had 19 points. Jaylen Brown had 35. Y'all niggas was, bro, where's FIFA at when y'all was scoffing at me when I said Jaylen Brown is better than that nigga?
You just saying that.
And every game I see his shit like, bro, this is what I'm talking about. And all the announcers now saying the shit. Bruh,
I was with you, Nick.
Niggas don't be wanting to hear my takes for real.
I was with you.
Trying to
oh, you, yeah. Bro, Jaylen Brown.
I be needing my roles and shit. Wait till we get to this next time.
Yeah, but, Brown got more, like, got more heart, it seemed like, than Tatum. I don't know if it just looked at it on the court or whatnot. Tatum's skills may be up there with him, but Brown, I would take Brown every day. Because Brown looked like, I'm going to give you 150. I'm going to check this dude on defense, and I'm going to give you 30. Tatum just sometimes.
I was
like,
watching.
I can give you 19.
Well, I need to see the fourth quarter, because if Brown was doing all that, why didn't he win the game?
Let's get back. Phoenix clip. All right, so everybody agree we blowing up the team, right?
Look, man.
With Clippers.
Oh, absolutely. I'd get rid of Paul George. I'd get rid of
I'm keeping Kawhi. Westbrook. I think Westbrook is good with Ty Lue. He dropping 30 plus he back in old.
Westbrook good with anybody but LeBron.
He old, bro. Yeah, he old. Like y'all talking about
I'm LeBron. Saying I'm not saying for the like a long duration. Just I'm saying next next 2 seasons.
Yeah, bro. I mean, yeah,
longest he got his role.
I think Shelton said it best. I think it just was a bad fit, but you get him away from that, like he's able to kind of do more. Plus Kawhi's not on the court, so it's just him. He loves this. It's just me and everybody else in the court. Y'all, you know.
And this is a scrappy ass, bro. If the Clippers just had Paul George, bro, they're going to the Western Conference Finals.
Playoff P.
And that's the time.
Hey, what you drinking on over there? Because you dry yet? You dry?
Yeah, this is the last time I'm rooting for the Clippers. I told you, I'm mourning right now, bro.
Look, you know, we'll talk about it if they win the series.
They're not winning the series. They're down.
I mean, they're just down 3-1.
All right. Just be acting like 3-1 ain't 3-1.
Let's move on. I mean, you know, I know it is, but it's just like, I don't know. We can talk about it next week, but it's just like, as soon as I saw he was out for game three, we knew it was a wrap for him, probably for the playoffs.
When I heard knee sprain, and then his sister locked up.
That's what I was thinking it was. Yeah, I was like, maybe.
This nigga going through it.
Yeah, but yeah, it's funny how quickly that thing changed, because they honestly, you know, probably could have been swept if Westbrook didn't block that shot. But you know, that's one game. You still don't know how 2, 3, and 4 will play out.
Don't say that because you know what you wanted to say. Go ahead, just say they was about to get swept for Westbrook.
I ain't gonna say that.
Why I'm saying Westbrook should stay. This is the best Westbrook has played all season.
I'm just saying that. Well, I'll wait. I want the series to be over before I come with my takes, because the playoffs are weird.
Well, let's get to the best series that's playing right now. This is the third series that I was talking about, Shel, when I said that there's three good series. The best series going on right now, and I ain't talking about Atlanta-Boston, even though that's interesting now, which we'll get to that. I ain't talking about Brooklyn-Philly because they done. I damn sure ain't talking about Minnesota-Denver. Cleveland-New York.
You said it's the best series?
Best series going on right now. New York's back. Sheldon, I woke up this weekend and I saw nothing but orange and blue skies. I saw nothing but orange and skies. And I didn't hit the weed yet.
Who back?
New York. New York. Bing bong.
Didn't they get out of the first round?
You ring my doorbell. That's all you hear is bing bong. Hey, Jalen Brunson, I was wrong. Lou, I was wrong about one thing in this series.
What's that?
Mitchell?
I said Donovan Mitchell was the best player.
There you go.
It's not. It's Brun.
Jay Brun.
Jason Hart better than Donovan Mitchell right now.
Well,
Donovan Mitchell do this in the playoffs too.
Hold on, don't do that.
Come on, man. What are you doing?
He did it in Utah. That's all I'm saying.
Don't do that. The only thing that they have,
disrespectful, bro.
The only thing that I give you, the only thing I'll give credence to, and I'm a fair critic. That's what I told myself I was going to be this year. Is Donovan Mitchell and Jalen Brunson did face each other in the playoffs last season, and Brunson was giving them work.
Mitchell put in work in the playoffs. We're not going to do this,
good
girl.
Player.
I was going to ask the question. I was going to ask you. Let me ask you, Lou, then. Is Donovan Mitchell being asked to do too much for this Cavs team?
Absolutely. He don't got no help. Garland, I can't expect Garland. I can't expect.
What?
I cannot expect Darius Garland to come to Madison Square Garden.
Man,
and
listen.
You know, he scored 50, right?
I'm not even holding it to him. I can't expect Evan Mobley. I can't expect the other nigga with the afro to look like he off NBA streets.
Jared
to
Allen.
Do it.
But, but let me ask y'all something. Is Donovan Mitchell being Donovan Mitchell even though? I expect him to do what he normally does.
That's cool. You're right. He ain't doing what he usually do. However, I'm not expecting Darius Garland going to give me 30 in the guard?
He can.
On the road?
Yeah, absolutely. And he probably should.
And that's not taking anything away from his ability.
Mitchell give me 30.
Next year, he might be able to do that. He can't do it this year. Evan Mobley can't check Randle.
Randle 7 points last game.
Randle set the fourth quarter.
They lost.
Randle ain't doing shit, bro.
Randle the fourth quarter the last game.
I'll say this, Sheldon. I agree with you. Mitchell has not looked like himself, and that's been the most disappointing thing. But when you're going against the New York Knicks, bro, they lock you up.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point. If Mitchell ain't doing his thing, who am I expecting to step up? Caris LeVert?
Yeah.
I'm expecting Caris LeVert to come to the Garden and put up points and win a game.
I trust Gerald LeVert more right now
to come sing the anthem more than Caris LeVert.
Like, for me, I agree with Lou. Like, of
course.
I think there's two things can be true. Donovan Mitchell is underperforming like a motherfucker. But also, even if he was doing what he like, I'm more surprised Mobley hasn't taken a step up in his second year.
He ain't ready yet, bro.
I thought he was like in some instances he looks really good, but in other things I'm like he looks lost. They look really like
he
loose. They look like they scared to play the guard.
They were terrified.
He played well down the stretch, and then the playoffs hit, and that's when you see production drops from certain players, and it rises from your stars. That's how it's supposed to go.
That's true.
Evan Mobley is not a star yet.
That's true.
His production, just like Sabonis and some of these other guys, even though they dropped off. Yeah, it drops off.
And when you're talking about the biggest stage in basketball, Madison Square Garden, you can't expect Darius Garland to give you 30,
50. You can't expect Evan Mobley to give you. All you expect is Donovan Mitchell to come out and at least give you 30 points.
Correct.
He signed up for that.
That's what he's there for. He ain't got to do nothing else. He ain't
enough. That ain't enough.
We don't expect him to play defense.
That ain't enough for Brunson and Randle and Hart and all of them.
Well,
like,
Randle ain't been playing so well. It's really Brunson and RJ.
It's Brunson and
RJ. And this is going back to a thing I said at draft night.
What?
I said, RJ Barrett, hey, kid, don't tell. I said, RJ Barrett is going to be the one that shines the brightest out of these three. And if we get through, and if we get out of this second, if we get out of this round, he's made it further, if not as far as John Morant, right? Mm-hmm. And then he's going to the East. They face the Heat. He's going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
That's cool, but nobody thinks about RJ Barrett, bro.
No. RJ Barrett's been the one that's been bringing
Barrett,
his team back.
I don't know. I understand all that.
RJ Barrett hits shots every now and again. Yeah, once exactly. in the same game.
What do you mean? Over the last two games, he's shooting over 50%.
Yeah, but last
two games,
he was over
last
six.
Two games.
He was
that's
over
two playoff
six
games. Let's not do that.
Three. He was over. Like I said, he was over 6-3. He had one rebound and one assist.
Oh, okay, okay.
So he does nothing else.
But all right. Sheldon asked me this question. Did they win or lose?
They won.
Okay.
They won, but it wasn't RJ's show. And he did have one good game in there where it was like, okay, this
last. I don't want to shit on RJ Barrett because I think he's a fine player, but let's not like he out there.
Okay, then let me ask
like
you.
Like he Brunson.
Let me ask you this question. And how dangerous are the Knicks once they get deeper into the playoffs?
Who's in the mismatch?
They playing the Heat.
Yeah, like I told you, and I meant that not, you know, in all sincerity, they don't scare me in this. Because we can't rely on Randle to be what
he getting the kinks out. He getting his kinks out.
He gonna need to.
The first round jitters. There's a lot of young players on this team. Quickly hasn't looked good. RJ started clicking just now. There's a lot of niggas ain't really like. Oh yeah, Grimes hasn't played well. Like a lot of these niggas, like even on the Cavs team, like all the young niggas that we talked about, like this is a whole new shit. Like especially Madison Square ABC. Madison Square Garden, Madison like niggas is everybody's different. Watching
did,
that
did
game.
Did the Knicks make the playoffs last year?
No.
They did not.
What's the difference this year?
Brunson.
Jalen Brunson.
Did the Mavs make the playoffs this year?
No, they did not.
JB.
But they sabotaged. Sabotaged. They were supposed argument. To make
Let
the
me make my connections, Nick. Let me do my
Brunson,
shit.
Try to talk Brunson all over again.
Brunson,
yeah, there is
let me hate right now.
There's a sentiment amongst NBA people that that's the best contract in the league right now.
I said that, bro. I came up here after I said it was like, don't overpay this nigga. I came back and I crunched the numbers. And I was like, look, y'all, this nigga's getting paid as much as Kyle Lowry in Miami right now. The same contract.
But you thought about them like overpaying him because you thought they were. Most people thought that everybody should be surprised at how well he's playing because
But he got two titles in Villanova.
Yes,
he did that last year in Denver.
He did, but that was out of nowhere too. That came out of nowhere last year. Remember?
He's got two titles in Villanova, bro. He comes from a pedigree of winning.
Nobody expected him to do what he's doing now. No, nobody thought he was a scrub. But once again, he came off the bench in Dallas till the end, and he started picking it up.
He blossomed late.
Yeah, he blossomed really late. Yeah. But still, I didn't expect him to go to New York to make this kind of impact. I didn't expect him to go there and drag this team.
I didn't think he was going to be this good, but I damn sure am happy.
Just based off last year.
In the playoffs or just overall?
Just overall. I thought he would take the Knicks to another. No. I thought they would need another piece. I didn't think that him and Randle would be good enough to make it to Eastern Conference Finals, which is potentially in play. But I did think that he would be something new and turning the curb in New York for them to get.
I felt like if he kept playing like he did in the playoffs, he could definitely
Brunson
make an impact
deal,
on this
bro.
Team.
He
takes the Knicks to the Eastern Conference Finals, is he one of the first players to take a team from to the Western Conference Finals one year and the Eastern Conference Finals the next year?
His profile about to shoot up.
Oh, yeah.
If they played the Heat and go to the Eastern Conference Finals, you're talking about like from like what you're saying, overachiever to NBA superstar.
Yeah.
Especially playing in New York.
Hey, Spike, by the way, the game that Cleveland did when Darius Garland did put up 30. Yep.
Can't do it in New York.
Yep. And and Donovan Mitchell got 17. Just wanted to point that out.
Do it in the Garden.
He had 17 and 13 assists.
And
double.
Donnie Mitchell also had 11 points in the Garden, and Darius Garland had 23.
Niggas get locked up.
So you shouldn't know Darius Garland, but he seemed like he might be playing better than D. Mitch.
Nah, don't do that.
I was wrong.
But
I was wrong.
Member chat, Presto _ T. Game on the line, Dylan Brooks or Eli Apple?
What? What'd he say?
Game on the line.
Is the game on the line? Who you want, Dylan Brooks or Eli Apple?
I hate this question.
Eli Apple.
Dylan was fine in Oregon.
You know why I'm picking Dylan Brooks too.
Wait, where did Dylan Brooks go to college at?
Oregon. I think he played Oregon.
They said something about Coach
K. I thought he was Coach K.
Yeah, Coach K pulled him to the side after a game one time. Yeah. And told him he was too talented.
Because I liked him in Oregon.
They said he was too talented for
Let me make sure I'm right.
Shenanigans that he was pulling off. Coach K.
That's what he said. You acted like
a
nigga.
Yeah, you acted like a nigga. You could be here at Duke if you were acting like a nigga.
You act like a black boy.
Yeah, Coach K told him that, basically. Wow. You need to be more like Grant.
Damn, he's Canadian?
Dylan Brooks is?
That's why he said he poked bears. They got bears in Canada, right?
I did not know that.
Makes sense. He got a lot of Drake energy.
Bro, a lot of things make a lot of sense right now. I'm sorry, Rob.
The tucked in t-shirt, the press girl. That man had his wife beater tucked into his jeans with glasses and a chain on.
Yeah, Ontario.
That's Canadian energy right there.
Yep, he went to Oregon. Yeah. So he's out of Ontario. Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow. It all starting to make sense.
It makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense why he's not talking to the media now.
He said, I'm out.
You know, some Marvin's room shit.
He said, I'm out.
Hey, Rob, you need to have a conversation with your boy, man, because it's not looking good.
Rob said he's not Canadian royalty.
He definitely is Canadian royalty.
So I don't know if I know
is
what
Rob
that means.
Is Rob from Canada?
Yeah. That's from Canada.
Yep. That's one of y'all, the pillars of y'all community, Rob.
Rob know he got a Dylan Brooks post on his wall.
He definitely got a Dylan with the shades and that black wife beater tucked in his jeans on.
The man, white beater was tucked in his jeans.
Yeah, it's a nasty picky.
Well, that's it for basketball. Before we get to the Super Chats, I did want to touch on, obviously, the biggest trade in NFL news right now. For those of you who've been anticipating this, Aaron Rodgers is officially a New York Jet. The trade just went through, at least 72 hours before the draft happens, which sends Aaron Rodgers from the Green Bay Packers to the New York Jets, along with this year's first round
pick. They swap picks.
So the Jets,
the shit out of the back.
The Jets get the 13th overall. The Packers get the 15th. The Jets get also this year's second round pick. The Packers get this year's second round pick from the Jets. And they also get another second round pick that could be a first. It's just picks, basically.
Yeah.
But the Jets get Aaron Rodgers, and he's going to wear number 8, even though I think Joe Namath said he could wear 12.
Joe Namath said he could wear 12 if he wanted to.
And then he said, I want my own number, as in Aaron Rodgers
my college number. Some Aaron Rodgers shit.
Overall thoughts, is this a fair trade? I think this is probably the fairest trade you can get, if you ask me.
What do you mean by fair?
Both sides, you walk away with probably could have got more or I probably could have got less, but I'm happy with what I got at least. I think the Packers are in the best position to build around Jordan Love if they really believe
in him. I agree, yeah. And if it don't work out, they can.
The only thing they got to do is eat the cap money right now from this trade from Rodgers was like $40 million. So they can't do shit this year, and they wasn't going to do shit this year anyway, which means they're going to have another high draft pick next year, which means that the draft pick they have this year could be for an offensive lineman to invest for whatever next year. And with the Jets, they in win-now mode anyway. Breece Hall coming back off of injury, arguably rookie of the year. If you didn't get hurt, even though you got a young offensive line, you still got young weapons.
Garrett Wilson is going to be a monster.
If Garrett Wilson can do that with Joe Flacco and Zach Wilson, what is he going to do with Aaron Rodgers?
That's what they're saying. They're saying Garrett
and
Wilson
Aaron Rodgers
got like
Alan Lazar.
They said what?
Garrett Wilson going to be the next Davante Adams.
Is Aaron Rodgers going to go to training camp and like work with?
Yes, he's going to training camp. The word is he's going in early.
He going early.
He's committed to being in the building,
which means he's going 5 minutes before they start.
Right, like the week before it's early for him.
So he's supposed to take place in the workouts.
So Aaron Rodgers isn't worth a first round pick straight up. And what I mean by that is they swap first round picks.
Yeah,
and got Aaron Rodgers.
I thought the same thing, Ken. That's what I was thinking. But there's supposed to be a conditional.
It's basically two first round picks.
Play like 65% of the snaps.
Yeah, he has to play 65% of the snaps in the second turn. It's
like two first round picks, but one of them can turn into a first.
So they're all in. They were asking for more compensation if he retired early or something like that. It was some other clause they were supposed to put in there, but they ended up not getting that.
And there's also the caveat of, like, Aaron Rodgers said he only wanted to go to the Jets. Or like,
yeah, he told him.
So,
he,
like, there's not much negotiation. There ain't much you can get from that once the nigga said, I want to go here.
He told him they had one place he was going. Yeah. And they gave him three different packages to choose from. They didn't like none of them. That's why it took so long. It was off the table.
Who didn't like any of them?
The Aaron Rodgers, the Packers?
The Packers gave the Jets three different options. Didn't like. They didn't like none of those. So they went back to the board again this time, and that's when they came up with this new agreement.
Because the draft coming up, so people got pressure. They didn't know what they doing, where they drafting at.
If I was just desperate as a Jets fan, I'd be upset. I ain't going to lie.
What do you mean? You're desperate? Bro, y'all haven't had a consistent quarterback since Broadway Joe.
And you telling me that a quarterback that went, what, 8-9 last year?
I'm telling you, the quarterback that
where did they go the
ranks,
year before?
I'll tell you, the quarterback that ranks top three in statistically over the last three seasons is on your team now. I'm telling you that you don't have to worry about Zach Wilson. How about that? How about you go to sleep at night knowing that you ain't got to worry about Zach Wilson?
Bring Aaron Rodgers in. What's the best case scenario?
Best case scenario to win the division.
That's it?
I didn't say that's the greatest.
I just want to know, is that like, for you, what's the best case scenario?
They're not beating Patty. They ain't beating the Bengals.
Do you think that they can go to the AFC Championship game?
They could, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people saying this team could make it to the Super Bowl.
They could do a lot of things. I'm saying best case scenario for me is they win the division because they're not beating Patty or Joe Burrow.
I agree.
I'm sorry.
That road is too tough out there.
It's a hard, like, let's keep it a being about the AFC. It's not NFC easy. Like, you got the best quarterbacks in the fucking league in every division, every team. Yeah, so
why would I spend $60 million on an old quarterback?
Because you need to do something. You haven't won since Broadway Joe.
Well, you have a
and team you can't draft for shit.
You got a great defense. You got stars mixed in on offense that are coming up. Young people all around. You put a quarterback in there that can get the ball around. You saw what they could do without a quarterback. They didn't even have me and you could have played quarterback this past year. They would still been okay. They put a quarterback in there, which this was the best one on the market. I mean, he's actually can compete against any of these guys. He can compete against Joe Burrow. He can compete against them all.
Based off last year, I wouldn't say that.
He can. He still can.
Based off last year, this is a lateral move. Would you agree? Like the Packers and the Jets rosters.
This is not
a lateral move. He has more weapons. But
Garrett Wilson is way better than
people
any of the niggas
picking
in the
Packers to win the Super Bowl last year.
No, they were.
Yeah, they were.
They were doing that off of Aaron Rodgers.
Season with Jones and running back in the defense at the
Packers. Off of Aaron Rodgers, not off of the roster.
No, I was never saying they were going to win nothing. Because remember,
I ain't saying y'all. I'm saying that there was a group of people out there. It was nationally regarded that the Packers were a good team last year.
Losing
Devontae
Adams,
they were supposed to go to the Super Bowl.
It was off of Aaron Rodgers. It was not based off the roster, bro.
Yeah, losing Devontae Adams was
huge. Aaron Rodgers went out and had the worst season of his career last year, and I'm supposed to expect the Jets to go to the Super Bowl?
I didn't say that.
But we talked about it. His number one receiver was Alan Lazard.
That's on him. He should have been there and training them boys to come up like
that. I mean,
they was dropping touchdown passes.
I guess my only point in it is I don't understand the high expectations that the Jets would have in bringing Aaron Rodgers in. You said earlier, it's a what have you done for me lately. Last year, Aaron Rodgers wasn't good. He had the same team in Green Bay that he's going to have in New York this year. So why would I expect him to go in and win a division? Why would I expect him to go in and go to the NFC?
I'm
going to
tell you right now.
As what?
The one this year.
I don't think that this team that he's going to with the Packers, I don't think that they're better than the Packers last year. I don't think the Jets this year are better than. It's the same team.
No, the defense.
The defense was supposed to be good. They had a good running back. No, and Aaron Rodgers was supposed to get them over.
No, Green Bay had a middle of the pack. So towards the end of the pack defense.
At the end of the year, they did. Going into last year, their defense was supposed to be good.
I'm going to let you know right now.
Absolutely. Their defense was good last year.
No, it's not. Not as compared to this Jets, because in Green Bay, I know for a fact you can't find sauce. So sauce is only in New York City when we talk about what it is, what it is. They got Garrett Wilson, Sauce, and Breece Hall, bro.
Aaron Rodgers is going to let y'all down this year.
I'm not saying – I don't – I have no stock in
the – 8-9. What is it? Was 17? 8-9.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm going to tell you this right now. They're winning 10-plus games.
No.
They're winning 10-plus games.
I'm with you.
They have to.
And the reason why – with him
– Why? Aaron Rodgers can just say, I quit next year.
He's not going to quit.
Says who?
Because he's owed all this money.
It's Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
You think he don't care about the money? I get $60 million for playing next year. If I do good or bad, like I can go to the Super Bowl or I can do terrible and I can just walk away.
I'm going to say this right now, bro. I think the Jets right now, in my opinion, are the best team in the AFC East.
Here's the thing.
That's right. All I will say.
Why?
Because Josh Allen is regressing. And Tua, I promise you.
Josh Allen is still better going into next season.
You throw a pillow at Tua's head, bro. Y'all 6 weeks, bro. you throw a snowball at his dome, bro. He waking up 6 months from now.
We just seen Aaron Rodgers have the worst season of his
career. But you acting like that's an anomaly of Aaron Rodgers, is it not?
Says who?
What do you mean says who? Says history.
Who's to say it ain't him from now on?
What are you about to say, Sheldon? Because he's talking in circles. He's just hating right now.
But there's a couple of things to that. One, Aaron Rodgers is going to be motivated. I am with you, though. I agree with you because I think that the bad thing is they're bringing a lot of attention to themselves. So teams going to gear up to play Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. Yep. So it ain't going to be like you can go in there and surprise nobody by being more talented and just walk over teams. They're going to come to play them every week. And then two, he wouldn't go somewhere. He could have just rolled that out and got that money in Green Bay and chilled out where he was a legend.
They didn't want him.
No, he didn't want them.
It was mutual.
It was mutual, but at the same time,
because remember, he came out and said, he said, I was willing to go back to Green Bay.
He said, nobody gives a fuck what he was talking about. That's like you listen to Teddy when he told Sissy Hall was still alive. We don't listen to the white man when he talking.
I just don't see it, man. I don't see where Aaron Rodgers is like any different from last year. Same team as last year, 7-9, whatever, 6-11, whatever it may be. I just see him doing that.
You just hating, bro. I swear. Okay, let's get to super chats. I was going to ask, how does the AFC stack up now as far as, like, teams?
The Jets are going to be third in the AFC East behind the Dolphins.
The Jets are going to be first.
Third behind the Dolphins AFC? And the Bills.
I got the Bills third.
Just
I got
like
Dolphins.
They were third in the NFC.
I got Dolphins two, and I got Jets one.
I got the Dolphins one, Jets two, and the Bills third. Maybe fourth because –
the Bills maybe four.
Yeah, Diggs.
Diggs done, bro.
Diggs is pissed, and if Diggs is done, gone, they done.
And everybody's getting better in the AFC, besides the Bills. If
Diggs,
we keep it a Bills.
Diggs yelling at Josh Allen on the sidelines was not.
If I get rid of Diggs though, if I'm Buffalo, I'm gonna get something good back. And Josh Allen,
you said something. What's better than Diggs?
Yeah, nothing.
That's true. But if I got Josh Allen, I'm expecting to get something good from him. Right?
I mean, shit, you could wish in one hand, shit in the other.
I just think y'all giving Aaron Rodgers too much credit, man. Based off like you keep.
He's a 2-time MVP on the last 3-4 seasons. Fuck. You go back 4 seasons, 2 of them, he the greatest in the league.
When's the last time he went to the Super Bowl? And now people expecting him to go to the Jets and go to the Super Bowl.
Like I said, he got a defense now. That Green Bay defense.
Green Bay had
a defense
going into 2022.
No, they did not.
Yes, they did. People were highly regarding their defense.
Let me see.
You ain't got to look it up. I'm telling you.
The only person they talked about on Green Bay defense was Zaire.
What's the Super Chat, Ken?
Nah, they had a linebacker that was good. Tackles.
All right. Let's see here. Going all the way back. I think we already kind of addressed this question earlier, but Joshua, is it time to end the Clippers experiment and should we criticize Kawhi like AD? AD not playing well, but at least he playing. You know what? I brought to this program a while ago about the AD Kawhi comparison, and it's starting to get out there a little bit more now. So, yes, I do agree that he does deserve the same amount of criticism, even though his injury isn't legit. But, I mean, you know, it is what it is. And we've already talked about the Clippers, I think, at this point. They probably will end up blowing that thing up. But I don't know. It feels like it's running its course. So every year they get the same hype, and every year they don't end up doing anything. So, and here, just look, it's just like I said, who I was talking to? When I said Russ going to get out here and try to be a superstar and start jacking up shots and losing everything.
Yep.
Yeah, it looked like you're trying to do that now.
All right, Ken.
But anyway.
We ain't got glorified black man.
He had that look
in
his eye for the beginning of the game.
Mm-hmm. But they got to do something about Norman Powell, though. Eventually,
they ain't got to do nothing. They're going to let him do him. And they going to shoot himself in or out the game.
This is true. Jordan, Knicks making the conference finals. What say you?
agree. Hey, what say? What say? Hey, that's what's going to happen.
I'm rooting for the Knicks in the playoffs.
Mm. I can't wait. Spike Lee, hey, before he go out, I want him to go out with a ring. Mm. He going to see that happen.
Spike ain't going to see no ring.
I would like to see Spike get a ring.
I want to see. You don't want to see Spike at the finals.
I want to see Oakley at the finals.
He was at the finals before.
He coming back.
Yeah.
He been to the finals before. They just didn't win.
I'm talking about
new.
I saw Sprewell in the.
Everybody, bro.
Bro, it was a packed house.
Bro, everybody was out when
you
these
forget,
niggas.
You forget, like, you forget how Allen, the New York used
Allen
to be.
Allen Houston.
Bro. That made me remember the 90s with Patrick Ewing and Oakley and all those dudes on that team.
Niggas was out. Ben Stiller and his wife. Bro, everybody was like, we going to the
Pete
game.
Pete Davidson was at the game. Yeah, they was in there.
And then took Russ out. Tracy G, that 56 Jimmy is. All he got for all playoff series is a wrap for JB.
I agree with you, Tracy.
Jason just be hating now these days.
Tracy, he gonna score 11 the next game. What?
That's crazy.
He has done that before.
How many times has he had to propel his team to greatness?
I got Jimmy.
For y'all to say like,
I just feel bad for Victor Oladipo on that too. I don't know if we talked about that, man.
I don't care. Trying to do a segue. Can't go ahead. Move on.
All right.
Shout out to
Jordan. If you're not first, you're shitball. Nick Logic. LOL.
That is.
That's Nick Logic.
I heard that in Nick's voice too.
Nick definitely say that.
Tracy G.
Y'all are taking me out of context. I explained everything.
I heard that in my head, too.
Kawhi got to go. Ty deserves much better.
Damn. He do. Dang. I do feel sorry for. Damn. I feel almost as sorry for. As much as I feel sorry for Nia Long, I almost as sorry for Ty.
What if y'all were the Hawks? Would y'all take Kawhi Leonard for Trae Young?
Hell no.
Why are you trying to. Why
are
you trying to get Trae Young out of
your
team?
Who are you hell
nodding
for, though? Which team?
Kawhi? I don't
know.
No
one's paying. You don't want him?
No.
No one's paying premium prices for Trae Young. When the ESPN poll said he's the most overrated player, you think if the players see it, the GMs don't see that shit too? No one's paying premium
prices. That's why it seemed like the perfect deal.
Nah.
Because you don't know what you're getting out of Trae.
Nah, he going to, if anywhere.
You know what you're getting out of Trae.
Trae going to San Antonio.
You don't know what you're getting out of Kawhi. Hell no. Let him stay where he at.
You can possibly get a championship out of Kawhi.
It's not going to happen.
That's better. You getting better odds than with Trae?
No. No, you're not. It's not. It's not.
Why
it's not even close.
Are you serious?
I'm dead ass serious. It's not even close. Kawhi ain't sniffed the championship. He's hurt all the time.
Yeah. Kawhi was playing well, too, though.
The last time he played in a playoff series, they won.
When was that?
Tracy G, will Jaylen Brown be in Houston? Will Jaylen Brown be in Houston with M.A.?
That's pretty good, Tracy.
I don't know. Cause
I don't think he like him.
No, nah, I don't think
they
like
get
him.
Along.
Yeah, because he got Bernice, though, don't he? He can't go nowhere, dude. He made with that boy. He's staying 100 feet away.
I think they said it took a while for them to get for their relationship.
He's trying to scheme on Bernice.
James Harden going to be there, though.
James Harden might come there.
He's going to Houston. He wants to go back.
That's crazy.
I wouldn't want to back.
I can't believe the strip clubs in Houston is that good.
That's what I heard. Mm.
You can't believe it because you ain't been
to a garbage team, nigga.
You ain't going to a strip club as a millionaire, right, nigga, bro. Them strippers look totally different over there.
Oblivion Radio, Jimmy Buckets, superstar. Kawhi treats the Clippers like how Frank Ocean treats his fans.
That's fun. That's a good one.
Oblivion, Nick, you're gonna shake that. You know what? I'm on Rock Costa time, and while you scream out, go New York, go New York, go. Tracy G, if Memphis win, Ja gotta go. Guess you kind of with you.
Tracy, she ain't fucking with nobody.
She said Ja gotta go if Memphis don't win.
Stephen A. Spliff, is Aaron Rodgers at his current age the greatest Jets QB of all time?
After the season, he will be.
Mm.
Stop it.
Outside of Broadway Joe, you're going to say you're talking about
Joe name is at least won a Super Bowl.
Mm. Ghost Man, Ja needs to find basketball pace quick. He looking like D-Rose every dunk. He needs to stop the highlight plays because it's causing more injuries.
They should have Memphis over the offseason. They be looking for a good vet to kind of coach this team. They need to call D-Rose. And D-Rose needs to sit down with Ja and be like, nigga, you don't want to be me.
Yeah, because he ran over LeBron like he was on LeBron's shoulders,
man.
It was crazy.
On that last shot LeBron had, he jumped.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing, bro? Like,
relax, my nigga.
Chill. Rob Costa, Osh trade the fucking game.
He did.
BL Westbrook on his Franklin Saint-ish. I'm freely.
That was good.
Ghostman, Jimmy is my measure for a superstar at this point. If you better, you a superstar, worse, all-star, he may be my top 10 consistently. Okay. Luka Doncic has given up, has been given a pass. I agree.
Thanks.
Ken, you done them 100 milligram edibles yet? Hey man, come on now.
I got you, Ken.
To cover up, he was knocked out on the couch, bro. He ate one on Friday, woke up on Sunday.
Last one, Rob. If Carolina takes Levis, it's been fun, y'all. Will Levis.
Man, you know
now what?
Did y'all hear what happened?
So what happened?
So they said that on Reddit, there was a user that was saying that Will Levis is going around telling his family and friends that he's going to be the number one pick.
And his odds went from, and I don't know.
They had to take it off. They had to take it off all the betting boards. Because they felt like it was insider information, yeah. And people started betting that Levitt was going
to. Because it went from
just based off
that
post.
Plus 4,000 to plus 400.
Yep. So they're saying that Will Levis may have been talking with the Panthers and be the first pick.
He's not going to be the first pick.
He's not going to be the first
pick. Yeah, this is all bullshit.
We talking about.
They probably told him.
I mean, I did say he was, and if he does, I'm going to die laughing.
I couldn't believe
it. We talking about Carolina
here.
Don't they got
Jim Caldwell?
Yeah.
He's picking a nigga. Yeah, it's either gonna be Bryce Richardson or CJ.
It's gonna be
man,
Bryce.
He ain't picking that
Bryce team that signed Baker Mayfield.
They used to picking niggas number one though.
Bryce, no, not this regime. This ain't Derrick Richardson's team.
Bryce is going number one.
I'm more inclined to talk. Fuck all this little Levis. That's some bullshit. That's malarkey.
He wouldn't go first round.
I'm saying Bryce at number one would be interesting.
It would be interesting.
You said what, Sheldon?
No, I was just telling him another super
chat. Yeah, that's all right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I think Bryce number one is interesting. I think if Bryce was 5 inches taller, he'd probably be the number one overall pick.
3 inches taller, Paul.
either way, I think that Bryce, with this squad that they've, because I looked at their coaching staff, they literally handpicked some of these dudes to kind of like coach
Groom
a QB.
Hey, they signed some nice.
They have a good staff.
Yeah, they got a good staff.
If Bryce is
for
what they
reason.
Say he is, and they got that staff, they can groom him.
I think it's either Bryce or Richardson.
If he's big enough,
I think Richardson.
Yeah, I would if I was a Panthers fan, I would be excited about the players that they signed in the offseason because I like who they put in place for this new quarterback to come in.
So let's say you are a Panthers fan, you want him to take Bryce.
Bryce, yeah, I'll take
between
Bryce,
CJ or Richardson.
Richardson. It would be Bryce.
CJ falling.
Yeah, he is falling. But CJ is not going to be bad.
CJ going to the Texans.
CJ may be.
No. They say they're taking Will Anderson.
They say a lot of shit. Lewis, no, why y'all listening to these niggas?
Yeah, everybody lying, bro.
Anderson, yeah.
D'Amico Ryan's a defensive player.
I can see that.
They think for some odd-ass reasons, the Texans think they don't need a quarterback.
I think they do. They just might be afraid of this class. They may not think that these.
It ain't no other quarterback in their division except for Trevor Lawrence. So, I mean, I can see where they think that.
But maybe they're thinking that this crop of players or quarterbacks is not going to propel them for that pick. Now, they may trade out of that pick, but Will Anderson is a game changer. Will Anderson is a day one.
I can't take him at number two.
I could. Anderson is the best player on the board.
No, he's not.
Nah.
He's the best player. No,
Dejan Robinson is the best on the board.
No, if you I agree
tomorrow.
With that. But
if you put him in your offense tomorrow,
if you look
your
at the projections, though, Will Levis, I mean not Will Levis, please forgive me.
Will Anderson
is coming out.
Will Anderson good,
but Robinson is right up there.
I can't
too.
Take him. At
so two. I'm praying that the Eagles take Robinson.
The only reason that I say that for you, like if someone traded up to get Anderson at two, I would agree with what you're saying. But the Texans need so much more. Like even Anderson going and being a standout on a defense, it won't matter. It'll still be what, two games, three games if they win?
Yeah, they tried it.
They got to trade out of that spot and take Anderson
back in the
later.
Day, so
yeah, like
you get a quarterback, bro.
That don't hurt. They need a franchise quarterback. They can't deny it.
But maybe my thing, like I said, is maybe they don't see it in this crop, which I don't see.
And that's fair. Like it would be fair for them to trade back and take another quarterback, but taking Anderson at two is crazy.
Any other super chat?
Yeah, one more. Where did it go? Josh Bros. This is a gross trade. Oh, he's a Jets fan. From a Povo franchise, Rodgers is never going to make an AFC championship game, let alone a Super Bowl for the Jets. We are dumb.
Now, you hear it from the horse's mouth. Josh now, Bros, he man. Studies this team.
Josh Bros, no.
We've heard two Jets opinions so far today.
Manny think they're going to
Super Manny loves it and he hates it. That's Jets fans for you.
Yeah. I agree with you. On both ends of the spectrum.
On both ends of the spectrum all the time, bro.
Yep.
I'm telling you, Aaron Rodgers, he gonna prove something. He ain't gonna do shit because Joe Burrow and Patty in his way. But he gonna win that division handsomely.
I'm leaning towards Josh Bros though, because Manny was all in.
Aaron Rodgers ain't gonna do shit.
Manny was all in on the Mets and they ain't doing nothing. He was against the Lakers and they playing well. So if he going with the Jets, I think they gonna suck. So it's always opposite of what Manny said.
They ain't gonna suck with Aaron Rodgers.
He ain't gonna do shit. Aaron Rodgers stealing money.
He is stealing money.
He's stealing money.
He into some darkness retreat right now.
Yeah, stealing money.
You telling me you wouldn't get high on drugs if you was getting paid as much money as
I
you
think
would.
I would. Would.
Come
I
on,
I
would. I'd be acting like y'all ain't going to live if y'all got bread. That's funny.
Well, anyway, that was the last one. We appreciate everybody. Right now, it's a close one. Closeout games are really tough as the Celtics. So it wouldn't shock me if the Clippers win this game tonight. But we'll see. Because right now the Nuggets are in a battle, 62-58. They were down in that game, so they're trying to get that one over with. So we'll see. They should win if they are at home. Both of these teams should close out, but these things be crazy. So anyway, I don't know if we're doing anything with the draft. I don't know what my Thursday looking like. So
I'll pull up.
Yeah, maybe
Thursday.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, dang. We're probably just streaming from the crib.
Yeah, we did. That's what we did.
Yeah, that's what we did last time.
Yeah, if I wasn't going out of town, I would be watching.
Yeah, I'm free.
I'm hoping. My hope is the Bengals get the tight end from Georgia.
I want my boy.
I think he's one of the most underrated players in this draft, bro.
If we can move up and get Dejon Robinson, boy,
y'all gonna have to move. I would say give up a
my dreams.
Give up y'all first round pick and Michael Gallup. Y'all can probably get him.
I don't care what we give up to get.
You can forget.
I do not care. What do you mean we can?
He's gonna be an Eagle.
Oh Lord.
That would be the best.
Derrick Henry. You know that, right?
No.
You do know that. Mm-mm. Derrick Henry signed with the Eagles.
No.
He did.
No, he did.
What are you telling me no for? He did.
No, he did not.
Derrick Henry definitely signed with the Eagles. What y'all need?
Penny signed with the Eagles. Rashad Penny.
Derrick.
Okay. Bro, Derrick Henry did not sign with the Eagles.
He did not. Don't even look it up.
I got to. I got to.
Why are you looking
it up?
Why are you even looking it up?
Because I be trying to be in the loop.
Derrick Henry signed with the Eagles, bro. All
right, man. We're going to get out of here, bro.
Eagles news: Derrick Henry trade to Philly.
Finish the headline, nigga.
All right, man, we out of here, man. Just stay tuned for the channel for watch party.
Yes, sir. Hey, real quick, did you hear that 50 Cent was pitching a movie about the Jalen Hurts agent?
Oh my God.
No, I did not hear that.
I heard it was a good movie, though. That girl is supposed to be dope.
You heard it was a good movie?
Yeah, I heard it was a good storyline.
Oh, you just talking about the background.
Yeah, the agents. The agents.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That'd be dope. I'll be down to watch it. Yep. All right, John.
It was a rumor.
Yeah.